This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on the launch of various developmental projects in Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh, another step towards nation building. The participants are Anand Mishra, political analyst, and Lalima Anija Dang, anchor.
Prime Minister Modi visited Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh today to inaugurate a whole bouquet of projects. Some were inaugurated as they had completed, while the foundation stone laying ceremony was done for some other projects. All were related to development, which means development of roads, infrastructure, health, higher education and clean drinking water, all these fairs and much more. Indeed, India is on a roll catching up with the developed nations for a world-class infrastructure. And what do these projects envisage for our country? Well, we have with us political analyst Anand Mishra. Mr. Mishra, welcome to Akashvani.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Mishra, what are your views on this big plunge into development, especially in these two states? How would you put it? Of any such project, improve the lifestyle of the people in that state. What are your views on this?
The fact is that elections are being held in the two states. So, definitely any government which launches the projects will be a beneficiary of it. But having said that, the fact is that development is an ongoing exercise. So, it's not that every scheme would be suddenly planned within a month, the kind of schemes that we are seeing, that the key projects worth approximately 5,000 crore in Jodhpur that the Prime Minister launched. So, it's not that all these things will be planned in a day or in a month and then they will be inaugurated. So, these schemes are planned well in advance. But there is no denying the fact that since state is going for elections and state is Congress ruled, and the central BJP is ruling, this Prime Minister has carried on development work, inaugurates development scheme. It will benefit BJP, but I don't think there is any problem in that because any party in the government will be launching development projects. Whether it ends up as a beneficiary of it in elections or not, that will depend on circumstances.
Talking about infrastructure, he inaugurated a 350-bedded trauma center and critical care hospital block at the AIIMS in Jodhpur. And he also inaugurated, in fact, he laid the foundation stone for the development of the state-of-the-art new terminal building at Jodhpur Airport, which will be built at 480 crore rupees, dedicated IIT Jodhpur campus to the nation. We can see that there is an umbrella in infrastructure. You can't say that he's stressing only on health or only on education or only on roads. It's a development unleashed. Do you think that it will affect the lives of the people and how will they view? So how do you view this, sir?
That is so true. Any development project is a crying need of the population in India. It's a developing country and a lot has to be done, especially in health and other infrastructure. Especially in the Hindi belt, we see there is a dearth of good hospitals. That the reason we see a lot of patients from neighboring states to Delhi, flocking AIIMS in Delhi, we see scores of people lying on the streets and everywhere. So if there is an AIIMS opening in any state, particularly in any Hindi belt state, it will also ease the burden on Delhi AIIMS, besides providing health facility to the population at the doorstep. So it's a welcome move. If healthcare reaches every state, every city, like we have seen in some of the southern states like Karnataka, that's not the scenario in Hindi belt states, be it Rajasthan, be it Madhya Pradesh, be it Bihar, be it UP. So all such steps, all such projects are a welcome move.
Further, when we talk about infrastructure, Modiji also flagged off two new train services in Rajasthan, a new train, Runicha Express, which will connect Jaisalmer to Delhi, and a new heritage train connecting Marwar Junction and Kamli Ghat. He's also, in his speech, he said that he wants to put Rajasthan on the top as far as tourism is concerned. And tourism will bring a lot of employment opportunities. You think that employment opportunities, once they are improved in Rajasthan, it can increase the economic growth of the region as well?
You have mentioned about the starting of two new trains in Rajasthan.
Yes.
That is a good move. If you listen to the Prime Minister's speech, he has talked about how the length of railway tracks has increased in last 9 years. That is something on which the government has to focus because we have seen in last 2-3 decades, railway infrastructure was not augmented properly. So if the government is focusing on augmenting the infrastructure like laying new tracks, developing the dilapidated rail bridges, all these things will go in long run. It will help railway stand on its feet. Apart from the railway trains, this dedication by Prime Minister of the two vital rail projects, this doubling of the 145 kilometer long Deghana Raikabag railway line and this 58 kilometer long Deganak Kusuman city railway line. These are long term measures which are going to help the population in these areas for years to come.
When it comes to law and order, Rajasthan has sometimes been criticized, and Prime Minister also emphasized upon the law and order situation in Rajasthan. He said that if the situation of law and order remains what it is, investment and business go bust. And once that is taken care of, investment comes on its own. He also talked about women's security in Rajasthan. What do you say?
Definitely a connect between good law and order and good investment. Because we have seen in different states in UP, Bihar, Rajasthan, whenever there is a decline in law and order maintenance, investments will stop coming. Businesses stop functioning there. They move out. And we have seen parties and leaders who have promised good law and order and implemented it, they have been able to make a turnaround. One particular government continued to function there for a long time, more than a decade, in the alliance with different parties, only because it has been able to substantially improve the law and order scenario there. So if Prime Minister is promising a sound law and order in Rajasthan, it's a welcome move. Law and order has to be there. Without a proper law and order, development cannot be expected. No industry will be functioning for long term. We have seen a lot of industrial houses moving from West Bengal to Maharashtra long back because of these problems. So definitely law and order and development are interrelated. And any political party, any political government which wants to develop a state has to be focused on law and order.
Do you think it can also improve the lifestyle of the people there, because many of them are involved in handicrafts and there's a lot of craftsmanship that you see in that area?
Yes, you're right. Rajasthan has a huge potential because a number of good artisans there. There is a culture of handicraft there. Mm-hmm. There is a cloth industry there. It's a vibrant cloth industry there.
Sanganer has block printing, and you have puppet making, and you have the lark bangles and so on.
These local products are encouraged properly, then this will not only lead to financial development of the state, it will also help in checking the migration of youths to different places in search of livelihood.
Absolutely.
That has been a problem in Rajasthan and in a number of Hindi belt states. If you go to the villages, you will find that most of the villages are deserted. Youths are not there. They have migrated to metro in search of a job. So if these activities are taken at the local level, if local art, local handicraft, local specialties are encouraged, then it's going to solve the problem of not employment in the long run. It will also have a cascading effect on law and order and unemployment are
and check migration
interrelated in many ways.
Migration to towns, to bigger towns.
Yeah.
Once the economy of a place is strengthened, naturally migration can be checked and it'll improve the lifestyle of the people in that area. Last but not the least point, regarding Rajasthan, the Honorable Prime Minister is very, very fond of millet issues, because Rajasthan is a place where millets grow and they require less water to grow. And he's been promoting, he's named 2023 as the year of millets. And we've served millet dishes not just here in India, but in the UN when they have meetings abroad as well, where the Indians are the hosts and where India is a host. Now, during the G20 conference also, a lot of bajra and other Sri Anna dishes were served to leaders of the world. That will also help the farmers who grow millets there. And again, that will help the economy. And it is a win-win situation for everybody, because millets have micronutrients and the farmers would not have to invest too much in pesticides and fertilizers, because they require very little water and very little of these artificial substances.
Surely, you see, traditional crops are not yielding much produce nowadays. You know, this millet is not only poor man's diet, it's kind of become class. It has its own popularity for its nutrition value and also its ability to not to add to the fat. It's a kind of in vogue. It's a food now, which is now the urban preference. You find it in cities, people preferring millet and bajra in many ways. There are a number of dishes that can be prepared from it. This can be grown with less water, and Rajasthan being a desert state, not having many water resources everywhere. There is a possibility of a great agricultural development if the focus on millet production is there for a long term. This Prime Minister is rightly focusing on this particular crop, which is going to help farmers in a long way. You're right, this millet production has the potential to change the agricultural economy of the state.
Exactly, and I think millets, when you encourage farmers to grow millets, you actually, it's a win-win for both, for the farmers and the consumers. Let's move on to Madhya Pradesh now, Mr. Mishra. We are now celebrating the 500th birth centenary of Rani Durgavati. And now the Honorable Prime Minister performed Bhumi Pujan of the Virangana Rani Durgavati Smarak or Udyan. Do you think that history has not been kind to us, and now by talking about and by inaugurating such a beautiful Udyan will be and having a 52 feet high bronze statue of Rani Durgavati, we are now thanking our all those heroes whom history has not been kind to?
See, a number of people in the past have made their contribution to the nation, and some of them have not been recognized properly.
Exactly.
So, and it's an ongoing process as well, because the number of people is big, and some persons have been left out. So it's a welcome move that our cultural icons are being recognized. They are being given their due place. Madhya Pradesh is also primarily a rural state.
Mm-hmm.
So the Prime Minister is not only inaugurating this Udyan, the government is also making a number of announcements regarding water supply, this Jal Jeevan Mission project in this Siuni district. Especially, I had been to Bundelkhand region of Madhya Pradesh in past number of times, and from my own eyes, I have seen the kind of water crisis that was there 20-25 years back. So, these projects are definitely going to work in the long run to ameliorate the problems of the people there.
Yes, indeed. The Jal Jeevan Mission will help four districts of the state. That comes to about 1,575 villages in Madhya Pradesh. Similarly, apart from water, the gas pipeline projects will provide clean and affordable natural gas to industries and homes, and also reduce pollution in the environment. What would you say?
Yes, innovation of these projects is a welcome move. In fact, these are the issues on which the vote of people should be decided instead of caste or religion being the major dictators. So if the focus shifts to basic amenities, if the focus shifts to the need of the people and development of the region, it's a welcome move for democracy. If people are voting in the name of water supply, people are voting in the name of development, road infrastructure, that's a very welcome move.
Yes, indeed. The Prime Minister also dedicated rail projects worth more than 1,850 crore to the nation. And they will improve rail infrastructure in Madhya Pradesh, and that will benefit trade and tourism in the state. Well, on that note, Mr. Mishra, thank you so much for talking to us. And thank you for your views and reviews on Prime Minister's visit to Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on the launch of various developmental projects in Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh, another step towards nation building. The participants were Anand Mishra, political analyst, and Lalima Anicha Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.